Kristen, I'm going to ask you a question. It's a very simple question.
Okay, Rafer. Are you ready? I'm totally ready.
Are you new media or old media?
Ooh, it depends on who you ask.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Some people call me grandma. I didn't even have a cellular phone until 4 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm like that. But at the same time, I'm new media enough where I go on to imdb.com and wikipedia.com.
Me too.
Regularly, many times a day. And I had a Friendster page.
Okay.
I had a MySpace page.
Okay.
And I did tweet for a while.
All right. I'm still on Twitter.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Well, I'm on Twitter, but I automated it through my newspaper, Newsday. So now they just automatically post things to my Twitter account. So I don't actually have to go onto Twitter.
Oh, you're so new media.
Which I don't know. Is that
more new media?
Is that active new media or is that just lazy old media? Do you know what I mean? I can't tell. But you are on Facebook.
I am on Facebook and I use it mostly for work purposes.
Oh, okay.
Once in a while, I'll promote one of our podcasts. Once in a while, I'll look for guests through Facebook. There are a few reasons I'll use Facebook, but I'm definitely not one of those people who give status updates all the time.
Okay.
And I think that frankly, my life just isn't that interesting.
Yeah. Very few people's are.
Yes.
As Facebook will prove to you. Yeah.
Yes. Well, most updates I really just don't care about that people
I hear you. Well, so obviously the reason I'm asking is because we are going to discuss The Social Network today. What is now basically the official story, I think, of Facebook. True or not? I think this has become
not official.
Right. Right.
But before we get into that, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
So, official story. You're saying it's the official story, and maybe that's because this is a huge film. The Social Network did gangbusters at the box office this last weekend.
Yeah, number one film.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of buzz. Everybody's writing about it. If you go onto Rotten Tomatoes, the number of aggregated reviews, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Oh,
of
is
them.
That right?
Yeah, there are so many reviews.
You're so new media. Rotten Tomatoes. Okay.
Love that Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, well, I think the reason I say official, and I suppose there should be quotes around that, is because, you know, obviously the movie has been very contentious, right? As we were talking about earlier, it's based on this book, The Accidental Billionaires, which is mostly told from the point of view of Eduardo Saverin, one of the Facebook founders who was essentially squeezed out of the company, rightly or wrongly, and fairly or unfairly. He was basically squeezed out of the company. And also these couple guys called the Winklevoss twins, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, identical twin Olympic rowers.
Yeah.
and they're great in the movie. And of course, the one person's voice who's missing from the book and essentially from the movie as well is the central character, Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who created Facebook. So the question is, you know, how accurate, how fair was the book and how fair is the movie?
Yeah, well, before I answer that, let me just say, I actually enjoyed the movie quite a bit.
Oh, me too. I loved it.
I enjoyed it quite a bit, and I was amazed that they were able to create a full, exciting story about building a website. It's one thing to build a story around the creation of a bridge or the Hoover Dam or murdering thousands of people.
Or a drug empire or something.
Anything. But around a website, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
I was very, very, very impressed. The tension continued throughout the story. I never got bored the whole time. But back to your question, as far as the perspectives that are told and if we actually get a real idea of who Mark Zuckerberg is in the movie, I felt that he was fascinating to follow, but he was the least human of all the characters in the movie.
Oh, the least human? Wow, I disagree. Why did you think he was the least human?
They show him as very insecure, and the way his insecurity plays out is by being an asshole, essentially. I mean, that's real, and they use that word over and over.
Yes, they do. It's the bookends for the movie, basically, right?
Yeah.
There's a speech where that movie comes at the beginning, and there's a speech where that word comes at the end.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And so I feel that there's such a strong depiction of him in that way, but we don't really see why he has any friends at all. His best friend Eduardo. Why is Eduardo friends with him?
Right.
There's not showing anything that. The film does not show anything appealing about him enough where you understand how he ever got a girlfriend in the first place.
Yeah, that's somewhat true.
Yeah, and I felt that I needed to see a little bit more of why he actually had people in his life who would put up with him.
Right. So you just felt that from the get-go, he was so clearly unlikable that it was almost as though his path was already set in stone, and that, so in other words, you couldn't figure out why anybody would be around. In other words, it seemed like if you were going to hang out with this guy, he was going to screw you in one way or the other from the start. You didn't feel like there was any kind of human warmth to him. I guess I found him, again, given that nobody involved in the film or the book ever talked to him, I found that he was really the most compelling character mm-hmm. in the movie. And I think his character is what drives the film. To me, I thought he was very human. He was insecure and brilliant, and yet his brilliance was not enough to get him into the cool crowd in Harvard. You know, he still always felt like an outsider of some sort. He felt like the nerd, like the runt. They make a little bit, they don't overplay it, but they make a little bit of an issue about him being Jewish. Mm-hmm. And they don't go overboard on that, which I thought was a good thing. But I think it's a factor, at least it seemed to be a factor, that he felt that he was not part of this waspy blue blood culture, and he kind of gets his revenge, you know? And I think in a way you can kind of understand almost why he would burn the Winklevoss twins, who are trying to, basically they want to use him to be a coder for their awesome Harvard Connect website, right? And they mm-hmm. just want him to be a low-level coder, and he's like, no way, you know, I'm going to use that idea and I'm going to build myself a freaking empire. I'm going to make this so much bigger. It's almost a little bit fun to watch him burn those guys because they're so privileged and so beautiful and everything's going so well for them. But of course, it's less fun to watch him burn his friend Eduardo.
His only friend. That was really hard to watch. Right. Yeah, and I just wanted a little bit more humanness there. How could Eduardo ever become friends with him in the first place? He's just such a jerk from the get-go.
Right.
There's nothing redeeming about him. But I agree with you. He's a jerk who's compelling to watch. You wanted to see him succeed in certain ways, but you just didn't want him to screw over his best friend in the process. I didn't want to see him do that. Can I just talk a little bit more about those supporting characters, though? The Winklevoss twins, played by one actor.
No.
Through the magic of CGI, they had a stand-in model play the second Winklevoss twin, and they superimposed one of the one actor's face on both of them. And I thought they were fabulous. I felt that along with the other supporting characters, they had just some great snappy dialogue, some funny lines. At one point, they're debating, you know, should we sue this guy? Should we not sue them? And
the
one Winklevoss twin is saying, oh, no, we can't sue him. We can't sue him. And the other
is,
why not? Why not? We're gentlemen. Because we would look like two guys dressed up in skeleton costumes chasing the karate kid through the gym.
A great reference.
And yeah, they just had really funny lines. And a lot of the characters had funny lines. The Erica girlfriend who starts off the whole movie by dumping Mark, essentially. I'm not giving anything away because this happens in the first three minutes of the movie. That she says dating you is like dating a stairmaster.
Yeah, you're just exhausting. She says, It's a great opening scene, by the way. It's a masterful opening scene.
It's so tense. And in 3 minutes, you get a full idea of what his role in this movie and what the story is going to be.
Yeah, the whole stage is set in that first opening scene, which is great. And I think it's also really great how Erica Albright is her name, right? She becomes his rosebud, basically, mm-hmm. right? You know, she becomes this thing that he can't have that he's still trying to get the whole time. And there's that great scene with Sean Parker, the founder of Napster, played by
JT,
Justin Timberlake, who's great. I think he's really appealing and fun in this role. But he says, he gives this whole speech like, you know, come on, man, we all did it to impress a girl. There was this, you know, lacrosse player that I was in love with and I couldn't have her, so I built a website to try and take her away from some other guy, you know. And it's such a hilarious idea that you would build a website to impress a girl in the first place and then become, you know, and then become a billionaire.
Because girls are so impressed by websites.
Totally.
But oddly, in the movie, they are. Like when they are, was it a Bill Gates speech they're at? They're at some event at Harvard, and these girls, they see Mark Zuckerberg and they see Eduardo across the room and they, you know, proposition them. And before you know it, they're going at it in the bathroom stalls together, all because they founded Facebook, which at this point has, I don't know, 50 people on it.
There's not even that many
people on it at this point.
Right. Well, more than that, because that was a big thing. Something he makes some point of that, right? 20,000 users in the first, you know, couple days or something insane. But it basically had kind of spread through Harvard. Yeah, and these guys regarded these two girls regard him as rock stars of some sort. Oh, wow, are you the guys that invented Facebook? Yeah, it's really funny. I don't know. Maybe we're not new media enough to know that this is how the world works now. You know,
we're kind of old though.
I guess we are kind of old.
We are old. One last thing though, before we go.
Yes,
I do wish the female characters are a little bit stronger.
There pretty much are none.
The female characters are mostly there to be in skimpy underpants.
Yeah.
To have sex with,
yeah.
To dance in their underwear,
or to be the crazy irritating girlfriend, like
the one girl is,
right? Or to be the one that dumps the only real female character is the one that appears in the first 3 minutes, dumps Mark Zuckerberg, and then that's kind of it. You look at the cast list, and it's guys, you know.
Nerds, computer nerds.
Some things never change. Some things never change.
New media, old media, it's always the same. We'll be right back.